Great. Thank you, Joe, for reading that for us. Well, we're going to have a think about that passage in two sections. Although, as we said, this is Mothering Sunday, and we want to celebrate that, and we want to pray for mums in a bit. This passage, I chose this passage that we would look at this passage today, and actually this passage teaches us, teaches mums, teaches dads, teaches everyone that we all need to learn something from children. So children, you are going to be our teachers today. But we're going to learn what Jesus wants us to learn from you, all right? So we're going to need that passage open in front of us. So if you've got a Bible, please turn again to page 1014. And at the end of this first part of the talk, we're going to put together we're going to put in the gaps in this slide. So it says, the kingdom of God, you can't something it, you can only something it. Okay, so we're going to fill in the gaps at the end of this first part of the talk. The kingdom of God, you can't something it, you can only something it. Okay, it'll all become clear. So what happened in the passage was some people came to Jesus. And what did they bring Jesus? Children, what did they bring Jesus? What did they bring Jesus? Can you remember from what was read, or can you see it in the passage? Go for it. Elliot, shout it out. Children. They were bringing children to Jesus. Some people were bringing children to Jesus. And the disciples, were they happy with this? No. How were they? Can you see the word that's used there? What's the word? Cross? No, it wasn't cross, actually. What was the word about what the disciples did? Yeah, go for it, Katie. They rebuked them. So the disciples are really grumpy with these parents bringing their children to Jesus. Don't they know who he is? He's an important man. He does amazing things. He doesn't want little children climbing all over him, making a noise and giving him a headache. Jesus is important. He needs to be kept away from little children. And yet, what does Jesus think? What's the word that's used about how Jesus feels about this? It's a long word that you won't normally use in conversation very much. Yeah, go for it. Indignant, which means he was cross with them. If Jesus was cross with the disciples, he would say, no, you guys have got it wrong. Now, first thing I want us to learn from this, which actually is a little bit of an aside, it's not going to help us with this. First thing we need to know is, Jesus loves children. He loves children. And he showed it. He said to the disciples, no, don't stop the children coming to me. Let them come. I want them to come to me. Now, do you think when the children were lining up to see Jesus, do you think they had to line up really quietly? Really, shh, children, shh. It's going to be your turn to see Jesus next. Do you think they had to do that? Do you think they had to wear their Sunday best? No, of course they didn't. No, when Jesus says, I imagine, although it doesn't say, I imagine, that when Jesus said, don't hinder them, let them come to me, I imagine there was at that moment a bit of a wave of, and they ran to Jesus, and I would imagine they were all over him. And Jesus is saying, yes, that I like. He loves children. Now, interestingly, some churches can be less tolerant of children than Jesus was. And that's why, actually, we want to say here, we want to welcome children. We want to love children. We love having children come along, come to our all-age services, come to our groups when we have groups. And before the service, I love hearing a bit of noise. The children making noise before a service, it shows children that you're here. And let's face it, the natural state for children is that you make a bit of noise. I'm not aiming for, before the service, dead silence. As one of my church wardens said to me a while ago, it doesn't say in the Bible that silence equals reverence. It doesn't say that. And therefore, actually, it's great to have a bit of noise before the service. It shows that children are here. And actually, that's what God wants. And he wants children here. So we love the fact that children are here. But that doesn't help us with this. So that was a little bit of an aside. Okay. Jesus goes further. He doesn't just say that he loves children. He says we've got to learn something from children. Okay. So the key verse is verse 15. Now, Uh-oh. Virus alert. Okay, we've got a problem. We think that by the looks of it, maybe there's a virus that's hit the computer, and not just at the beginning of the service. It's wonderful the way God works these things in service, isn't it? There's a virus alert, so something's gone wrong with the next slide. You see, I was going to put up on the screen verse 15, but let's see what the virus has done. Hang on, let me read this out. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not banana the kingdom of God like a little frog will never wobble it. I think something's gone wrong. Children, you need to help. I need your help. Grown-ups need your help. Have a look in the verse. Help me. What's the first thing we need to change as we go through there? And what do we need to change it to? Hang on a moment. Let's make sure that everyone's had a little look. So let me actually get the mic. Okay, so what do we need to change? Yeah, you're happy if I come to you at the back? Okay. Right, down here. Well done. Have you spotted? What have we got wrong?
Banana.
Banana. Is that not in the verse? No, that's not in the verse. What should it be? It shouldn't be banana. What should it be? Yeah, do you want to go for it? Receive. Yes, thank you. So I think that one will change that one. Thank you. Next one. What have we got to change? And what have we got to change it to? Yeah, do you want to go for it, Elliot?
Child.
So what have we got to get rid of? Instead of frog. It's not like a little frog. It's like a little child. There we go. And what's the next bit? Okay, let's go down to the front, then I'll be near the front. Aaron, are you happy to go for it? Enter is wobble. There's a quote. Great. Thank you. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That's what Jesus actually said. Nothing about bananas or frogs or wobbling or anything like that. Now, what I want to know is, what does he mean by that? Obviously, this is really important. Jesus is saying, you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you receive it like a little child. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, now, I suddenly realized in my preparation that, well, a really important tool that you use in trying to understand a verse, if you're thinking, I don't know what this verse means, what does it really mean to receive the kingdom of God like a little child? One thing that's really important to do is to look at the context. And you're thinking, context? All that means is look at the verses around it. Look at the stories around that one. So we need to look at the stories around it. And actually, what you find is that the next person who meets Jesus is someone who, it looks like, doesn't enter the kingdom of God. He's someone who gets it wrong. And the verse 17 is the next verse that we're going to have a look at. So I'm going to put that one up on the screen. Oh, no. Oh, that virus. Right. So you see, as Jesus started his motorbike, a dog ran up to him and fell on his face before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I custard to inherit a giant octopus? That's not right, is it? Okay, what have we got to change? Someone help me. What have we got to change? We're going to have to do this one quickly. What do you think? Have you got one that we need to change?
Motorbike.
Motorbike, yes, not motorbike. What should it be? Have we got problems with that? Yes. Right, you just have to pretend I've got one. And shout loudly. What should it be? It shouldn't be motorbike, it should be... Do you know? Way. As Jesus started on his way. Yes? Okay, what's next? My imaginary microphone. Yes, what should we change next? A dog. You should change a dog into...
A child.
No, it wasn't a child, that's right. What should it be? A man, thank you. So as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his face. Have we got that right? Ben, go for it. Knees, thank you. Fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, what must I cast it to inherit a giant octopus? Got it right? What else do we need to change? Thank you very much, Mr. Technology. Thank you. Let's go. Sam, what have we got to change?
Change octopus.
We have got to change octopus, but you know what? My technology hasn't got it in that order. So can we change another one first? You're right. You're absolutely right. We have got to change octopus. Do you know the other one?
Custard.
Custard. It's not custard. What should it be? What must I...
Go on do. Then.
Do. Yeah. What must I do to inherit a giant octopus? Not giant octopus. What should it be? Someone shout it out. Eternal life. Thank you very much. So as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" So now what I want you to do, there you've got that man coming to Jesus saying, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And in the previous verse, or the previous verse before that, we've got Jesus saying, the only way to enter is by receiving the kingdom like a little child. So now what I want you to do, you're going to have to work at this one, all right? Maybe in little groups with the people with you, have a look at those two verses and think about this. Have a think about this. What is the difference between what Jesus says in verse 15 and what the man says in verse 17? How's the man get it wrong? Can you see the difference? Have a talk with someone next to you. How is it? What's the difference? A grown-up can do this as well, if you want to. What do you think? Who wants to say something on that? Yeah, go for it.
The rich young man thinks it's something he can do to inherit eternal life, whereas the little children just seem to receive it, accept it.
Exactly, yeah, thank you. So the man in verse 17 is saying, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He thinks there's something he's got to do. And Jesus has already said, you've got to receive it like a little child. Now, I'm going to think a little bit more about that in a moment, but let me just say, we were going to fill this one in. So what are we going to fill it with? It's going to say, the kingdom of God, you can't earn it, you can only receive it. Now let's work on that together so that we remember it. Let's divide down the middle, this side. I'm going to say the kingdom of God. This side, could you say you can't earn it? And this side, could you say you can only receive it? Ready? With enthusiasm and some volume. Ready? The kingdom of God. They're much better. Mind you, they've got microphones, so, you know. Let's try it again. The kingdom of God. Brilliant. We're getting the point. We'll come back to this in a few moments. Well, we need to recap what we were just thinking about. So remember which side you're on. Shouldn't have switched around too much in the last few moments. Okay, so the kingdom of God. Good effort. Was that the Wiley kids? Good lads. Well done. Well done. The kingdom of God, you can't earn it, you can only receive it, is what we're learning. Now, in this second part of the talk, we're just going to ram that idea home, all right? So we're just focusing in on that idea. Now, I've got something over here which I know lots of you will like. It's not my bag. It's something that's in the bag. And if you've come along to all those services or all those slots, you'll know that invariably we give out chocolates. Thank you. Yes, we're going to give out chocolate, but the only way you can receive this chocolate, this is just to illustrate the point, there is a point to this. The only way you can receive this chocolate is to receive it like a child. That's the only way that you can receive this. So, I'm wondering if there are any volunteers. Parents, by the way, I'm just highlighting the fact that there is chocolate here. If your child comes up to get this, you're saying that your child is okay to eat chocolate and have chocolate. Health and safety sort of thing. So, are there any volunteers out there who would be willing to come up and show how you can receive something like a child? No, no one out there? No one willing to come up and receive this chocolate egg? I'm afraid there's only this one that I can give out at this point. Who's gonna be good for going for chocolate? Are you good with chocolate? Would you like to come out and receive it like a little child? Fantastic. Come forward. Yeah, that's it. Do you want to come forward? Do you want to come up? Come up here. Nice one. Lovely. I tell you what. Are you happy to tell me your name?
Yeah.
Forgotten, not quite sure. What do you think? Let's ask the family. Just say again. Elizabeth, there we go, lovely. Now, that's all right, you didn't even have to do that. Now, I think you'll be good at this. Are you happy to receive this chocolate egg like a child? You've got to do it like a child, and by doing that, all you've got to do is this. Nice one. Do you want to go and sit down with her? Enjoy that. Oh. Now, you see, all Elizabeth had to do was just take it, just receive it. And actually, when Jesus had the little children coming to him, there must have been some who were really little, not just Elizabeth little, but actually even littler, because it does say that Jesus took children in his arms. That must mean that there were little ones there. And how does a little... Yeah? What?
Hang on
a minute. You're going to need this.
Yeah, no, sorry to interrupt, guys, but that looks fabulous, Bart.
It is a good egg. I've got another one here.
Can I, what, £5, tenner? Is that right?
You want to buy it?
Yeah, well,
No, you can't. No, you can't buy it.
I can't buy it?
No, you can't buy it.
Oh, I must see.
You can't pay money for this.
Oh, that's, well, okay. I'm cooking lunch for my mum today. So, can I have it because I'm doing that? Surely that's gone.
That is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, that's not how you get this.
I'm doing teas today in the hallway.
You're serving tea and coffee?
I'm serving teas. That's got to be worth it.
Matt, that is really
that
good.
Is
but
be...
you don't get this like that. No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, well, I mean, my kids go to a Christian school. We've got a Bible on the shelf. I've got a Bible on my Kindle. That's got to be worth an egg.
That is pretty good. But no.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm sort of quite respectable, maybe. I've been to Waitrose. I don't know. Come on, I mean.
And that is a noble thing to have done. But no, you can't get this like that.
Well, I mean, come on. I can't buy it. I mean...
No, I'm afraid you can't. Matt, you cannot buy this. You cannot earn this. You can't get this by living in Berylland or having a decent job or being good. You can only receive it as a child. You know what? All those things, you've kind of got to let them go. You've got to say, actually, they don't count for anything. All you need to do is just receive it.
But I don't want to let them go. I like them. I like living in Berylland.
I'm sorry, Matt.
I like going to Waitrose.
Matt,
I like cooking dinner.
You can't.
No,
Matt. Stop. You can't have the egg.
Okay.
Off. Go.
Okay, thank you,
Matt. You see, the point is, you can only receive the kingdom like a little child. How does a child receive this? It just takes it. All right, enough. I'm putting it back in here. Oh. So how does a child... What's Jesus saying when he says you can only receive the kingdom like a little child? You see, the thing is, back then, children had no status. In fact, they were not really very well treated. And yet Jesus is saying you've got to become like them. You've just got to receive it like a little child. Just accept it. You can't earn it. You can't be good enough, say, okay, I'm good enough, now I can have the kingdom of God. You've just got to receive it. Let me give you some lines, some things that maybe you might have been thinking. They're not on that bit of paper, they're over here. If you've ever thought these things to yourself, these may be indications that you think that really you've got to earn the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Sorry, I should have said. Kingdom of God is living with Jesus as your king. It's looking forward to being with Jesus forever. It's more than just heaven. It's sort of living with Jesus as king. It is being a Christian. And if you've ever thought any of these things, maybe it shows that you've not quite got this right. So let me go through them. If you've ever thought good people go to heaven. If you've ever thought, I don't think God should let that person into his kingdom. Maybe you think of someone, you say, no, them, they shouldn't be let in, they're too bad. Or, I'm a Christian, but not a very good one. If you've ever thought that of yourself. Or, if you've thought, I don't think God can really forgive me. Or, God accepts me when I'm good, but not when I'm bad. All of those ways of thinking actually show that actually quite deep in our hearts, we like to think you can earn your way in, that you can be good enough. And sometimes we think we're not good enough. Sometimes we think we're all right. Sometimes we think other people aren't good enough. But this is really important. The way that you get into the kingdom is just to receive it like a little child. And so, if you're a Christian, your challenge for tomorrow, here's your challenge for tomorrow. At school, at work, someone says to you, or with your family, someone says to you, what do you do over the weekend? Here's your challenge. You say, you know what, I heard something really interesting at church. Now, don't lie. But you can say that. I heard something really interesting at church. And that'll sort of shock them. And then say, I heard someone say, you know what, it's not good people who go to heaven. And then maybe you can go into talking about, you know, what Jesus said, that the kingdom of God, you can't earn it. You can only receive it. See where that conversation goes tomorrow. And the other question is, have you received it like a little child, however old you are? Whether you are a little child. Are you a little child? Yes, you're a little child. Yeah, we've got some little children. We've got some bigger children as well down here. Have you received the kingdom like a little child? In other words, just accepted it. Accepted Jesus and said, yeah, I'm going to live with you as my king. Grown-ups, have you accepted the kingdom? Let's have another go at this slide, just to make sure we've got it lodged in our heads. Last time. The kingdom of God. Thank you. They next door should have heard that and will have learned something, so thank you. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the kingdom of God is not something that we earn, but is something we're to receive. And Father, I pray for everyone here that we would receive the kingdom like a little child, depending on Jesus, and not think that we can earn our way in. Father, please do surgery on our thinking and on our hearts, that we would see where we are getting this wrong. And that we would receive your kingdom like a little child. And I pray that for us, whatever age we are. Amen.